KXFM, we are keeping the community informed as well as possible. And with to that effect, obviously a lot of business closures here in the community, a lot of business closures, you know, temporarily. The bars are shut down. Do I have Paula on the line? Paula, are you with me?
Hi, Ed.
Hi, Paula. This is Paula Hornbuckle Arnold, the executive director of the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce, with us. How are you doing?
You know, fielding a lot of phone calls from a lot of our small business owners and employees.
Right. Now, the biggest concern, obviously, is I imagine the question is, when is this going to be over? How long will it last? And they're wondering if you have any inside information that way, I'm guessing.
Yeah, and I don't. No more than anyone else. You know, right now, recommended for the next 2 weeks, you know, just social distancing, you know, one person running your store, not several.
Right.
You know, obviously the restaurant, takeout only. You know, but I see a lot of people banding together, which is super cool.
I absolutely love that about this community. Again, I had spoken with Chef Lindsay yesterday over at Nirvana Grill, who's put together a co-op for people not to be afraid. That's just so fantastic. Now, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce has asked the Trump administration and Congress to act rapidly to help companies have access to cash and avert a devastation to their business. Are you hearing anything? Are you hearing any repercussions from that? Or are you getting any info that we might know about from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce?
Well, you know, here's what I have heard in the last 2 hours. That I did have a local business who had tried to do the process of applying online for a small business temporary loan, and the website popped back and told him that he was not in the quote-unquote area of concern at this point. Hmm. So you put your zip code in, and I guess it pops back with this message.
Right.
So I'm actually having a conversation, a roundtable discussion with Congressman Rauta this afternoon at 3 o'clock. And we'll be addressing that with him.
Okay, that's important. That's huge, because I'm sure it's I'm sure to him it's a big concern, and
of course it is.
Yeah. Okay. So also, I'm thinking to myself, and I mentioned this earlier in the week, that I did the math, and let's say that a bar closes down, and you know they can't operate, they can't pay their employees, they still have to pay rent, and.
They do.
And I tried to do the math. I wasn't sure of the numbers, but let's say that that bar earns $5,000 a week. They're out $10,000 if they're closed down for 2 weeks. I suggested that they petition FEMA for disaster relief. And I'm hoping that the federal government would take that to heart, you know, and maybe some of these bars, if they're out, let's say $500,000 over the course of a couple of weeks from not being open, perhaps we can collectively petition FEMA for that amount. Does that sound crazy?
I don't think anything sounds crazy at this point. I mean, what we're going through is a really uncertain time. So, you know, I think anything is on the table. And it should this be an opportunity for FEMA disaster relief? I think absolutely.
Right.
You know, I have to look at the qualifications on what is considered a quote unquote disaster.
Right.
It's not just going to be Laguna. It's going to, you know, it's the whole United States. I mean, look at Las Vegas, it's shut down.
Yeah. Yeah. This is something, these are waters that we haven't treaded before. So,
correct. Yeah. And, I mean, maybe a little bit with 9/11, but, you know, I think this is a bigger picture item. I mean, we're hearing, and again, all speculation, but we're hearing maybe not till June or July are we going to be able to business as normal.
Right.
We'll kind of see how that evolves.
Okay. Right. And I'm going to beg you to, after you have your meeting in a couple of hours, if you don't mind, maybe tomorrow morning, giving me a call and letting me know what the update is.
Yeah. I mean, if I have any additional information, I will absolutely give you a call. I will tell you that some of our local leaders are potentially petitioning for a sales tax relief as well as the TOT tax relief.
Ooh, okay.
So that'll help. That'll help boost. I mean, you look at a place like the ranch, for instance, and you know, if they have to send a TOT tax payment of, let's say, $1 million, then they're not going to make that this this quarter.
Right. Not even close. Know. Not even close.
Yeah. Right. So you have to look at the big picture here.
Right. Okay. Well, Paula, thank you so much for calling in. Paula Hornbuckle-Arnold is the executive director of the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce. And I can't imagine someone busier over the last few days or the next few days, really.
It's been pretty crazy.
Paula, thank you for calling in. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Keeping you informed, KXFM.